All right. Welcome back. Welcome in to the Toilets to Titles podcast. It is week 16 of the NFL season. I can't believe I'm saying that. It is episode number 34. And here with me, as always, is my main man, my co-host with the Ralphie gear on, celebrating Christmas in A Christmas Story, Justin Stevens, at Justin FF underscore Justin. What's cooking?
Hey, so I had a sleep study done last night. And so throughout most of the day, I just wore pajamas all day long. Then went to that sleep study, woke up today, went home, took a shower, and put on my pajamas to get ready for the show tonight. So I've been in my pajamas for like 2 days straight. I love winter break. That's all I got to say. And check out the pants too.
Those are dope.
I got the Ralph pants too.
So do you have a picture? I know yesterday on the phone you were saying that you looked like Ralphie when you were younger.
Yeah. Do you have a photo? Yeah, when I was a kid, if you go back and look at the photos, evidently I've seen it for myself. It's true. I look an awful lot like Ralphie looked when that show aired I guess it aired a little bit before I was born. I don't really remember, but we watched it every single year, several times over. My family, my parents all called me Ralphie. So it's kind of a thing in the family. So I'm a Ralphie fan. I love A Christmas Story.
Now, George Reed, our buddy over here, he's in the YouTube chat. He wants to know about your sleep study. Did you fail?
Oh, George, I hope I failed miserably because I want that CPAP so bad. I tell you what. I used to deliver CPAP machines. Like, I worked in home medical care for like 14 years. So I know what they can do for you. So I'm excited to finally get a machine, because losing weight naturally is not something that I'm going to do on my own. I've just come to realize that I'm just a lazy slob. But a CPAP machine helps you get better sleep, to help make you a little bit more active, so that maybe I might be a little more motivated to actually get some stuff done.
Sleep is everything, man. Sleep is a main part of the formula. Sleep, a good breakfast, you get two of those things going, and it changed your life, man. And George, yeah. George just asked, he said, he's told this is where we come to drop out of dynasty leagues. No, George, this is where you come to complain about others who've dropped out of dynasty leagues. So feel free, vent, man, vent away, just in the chat, you know, just drop your comments about those jerk offs who just dip dynasty leagues after a season. It's fair game, man. Go ahead. man, anyway, I'm going to keep going. Guys, you know, you could find us on Twitter at Toilets to Titles. You could find me on Twitter at Coach Sheps, at Coach SCHEPPS. And Nate, who's not with us this evening, is at Nate underscore Dirt 19. And as always, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Periscope, Spotify, or you could watch live on our YouTube channel, or you could subscribe to the YouTube channel and watch it when you please. Okay, that's also fair game. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Periscope, or any podcast listening platform, it'd be appreciated if you checked out our YouTube channel at Toilets Titles. You could find it on the show notes, or you could find it on the Twitter channel. You know, check out our podcast channel on YouTube. Hit the like button on any new episode. Hit the subscribe button. All of that stuff would be greatly appreciated. If we've helped you at all this season, one way or another, you know, it'd be greatly appreciated if you won and you did that. Apple Podcasts, if you left us a review, a 5-star review, that'd be great. We're going to be doing another giveaway sometime soon, some signed autograph merchandise. We'll probably be doing once we get over 1,000 mark, I think we're going to be ready to do that. And if you know, we have merged, all right? We've linked up with another website recently. And Justin, why don't you tell them a little bit about that?
Well, I think maybe you're talking about the Moonlight and Outdoors Network, which is where I am recording from right now, from their studios in Strawn, Indiana. So I'm going to get us a nice intro built up to talk about Strawn, Indiana, because it'll take, well, we got another comment here, but yeah, so we got Moonlight and Outdoors. Make sure you check them out on their YouTube. They also have a Facebook that they're trying to build up. And speaking of which, that segues into ours. I promised the listeners here that I would have our Facebook page set up and ready to go for this show, and I did. but I screwed up and I made it a personal page. So you're going to have to wait another week before we make an official announcement for the 15 of you that I sent out a request for that you friended back. We're going to have to wait until next week and I'll redo it. We might be able
to try. You tried valiantly.
Yeah, I did. I gave it all my effort and I didn't realize it was wrong until I got here tonight, or I would have fixed it. I promise.
You didn't read the message I sent you clearly, because I knew it was wrong right away. But I also didn't want to, I wanted to let you down slowly because you tried, you know, so I didn't want to be like, just reading it.
I remember reading it. I just didn't understand that you meant that it was wrong. So you got to slap me in the face for me to.
I didn't want to, because I appreciate the fact that you were putting the effort in. So I didn't want to be like, hey, man, you didn't do it right. I thought maybe we could just convert it into a page. I don't know. But George, anyway, he's got another comment. He says he recommends subscribing to the YouTube channel and setting alerts for when we go live. And that would be great, too, because then you could just hop in like George is. And I'm sure Rich will be here soon. Maybe Uncle Steve, the gang, the usual crew, they'll all be in here. And you could be a member of the usual crew, too. And yep. You could ask us all your questions live and we could answer them on the air, man.
And right back at you, George, for Break from the Grind. I'll throw that little plug in there for him. And hopefully I'll see you this Sunday on the Blitz. I'll be doing the Blitz show with George.
This off season, we're going to have to do a lot of, we're going to have guests on like crazy. We're going to guest on other shows where, you know, we got to get George on. We got to get all these guys who've been on, you know, commenting and helping us out all year. Joshua, we're going to get him on. Talked to him already from Fusion Fantasy Football. Anyway, go to Fusion Fantasy Football because you got the rankings on there that we did. And we also have every week we have our show notes go directly on there so you can see who we're betting, who we're starting, who we're streaming. All that good stuff is on there. It's FusionFFB.com. But we did do rankings with him before the season with Joshua from FusionFFB.com. And we're going to have him on after week 17 to discuss, you know, the rankings, what they looked like when the season started, what they look like now, what our process was before the season started, how our process might have changed due to that. So all good stuff. And another good thing, go ahead.
I want to point out too, if you notice, another good reason to follow George in Break from the Grind is because if you look at his avatar here, he is clearly a stunt double for Top Gun.
Oh, yeah. So,
he's got that under his belt.
Yeah, he's definitely cruising it. He's definitely Tom Cruise in it in that picture. I watched Top Gun for the first time like a month or two ago.
Oh, really? For the first time
ever. Yeah.
How creepy was that beach volleyball scene?
Yeah, like I had a cousin who like loved Top Gun, used to sing that song from Top Gun all the time, like whenever we go to the bar. And I was expecting something epic. And it was good. Like it was, you know, but it wasn't like, I'm kind of jaded because I think Tom Cruise is a real weirdo, you know?
Yeah.
So I can't take it seriously anymore, you know, after the Scientology stuff.
Back then, people didn't know how weird he was, and it was the 80s, so it was a top-notch film back in the day. You just waited too long.
I did, man. But it was good. It was fun. Music was all right. It wasn't too bad. You know what I'm looking forward to, speaking of 80s? And then we're getting a little off the rails this evening. have you watched Cobra Kai at all?
I have. I watched both seasons.
Dude, what do you think?
I love it.
Man, the new season's coming out. I'm really looking forward to it. I like Johnny a lot.
Yeah, my wife still has a crush on Daniel, even after all these years.
Daniel's kind of a jerk.
He is. Well, we didn't know that, but now we know.
Yep, Daniel is kind of a jerk.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
What's that?
Spoiler alert, by the way.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. But go watch it. It's a good show, and I can't wait for the next season. It's coming soon. The ending, the season finale of that. Oh man, I'm gonna segue into another season finale. That season finale was great. Do you watch The Mandalorian?
No, I have not.
Ooh, that finale was pretty good too.
Isn't that kind of like some Star Wars stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't get into the Star Wars crap. That's not me. Okay.
All right, well then let's backtrack. We'll rewind. And we'll go back to we'll just end on The Karate Kid, and that's good. So everybody, go check that out if you haven't. That gives you something to watch. But anyway, yeah, it's
on Netflix. If Netflix wants to sponsor us,
yes, there we go. We were doing so. Anyway, we're doing every 50 followers this season. We'll be donating $10 to Fantasy Cares. We're going to be donating to the Tim Tebow Foundation. that helps fight human trafficking. We're currently at $110. We hit 739 followers like a week or two ago. And we're already at 757, I believe. And our next target is 789. So we're pretty close to hitting 120. I'd like to hit, you know, we were going to do this throughout the regular season. So we got two more weeks for this. And I'd like to hit 150. So I can't do the math in my head, but that's $40 more. So we have to hit 50, 40. So we have to hit 50 four times. So I guess that'd be 200 followers. So we're just 200 followers away from 150. So maybe we can get there, you know. Share
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I hope you carried the one.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't make my head explode right now. I'm pretty good with math, but not when I'm talking other things. But anyway, let's go on to some injury news. I'm going to start. Usually I let you start the injury news, but I do want to start with one of the major injuries from this week was Juju Smith-Schuster's ego. Took a big hit. He was dancing after losing last week. And I guess some of his opponents, you know, making it known that they noticed him dancing on their logo and they didn't like that. He was like, I'm going to do me. I don't care if we lost. Like, I'm not going to change anything. It's been working for me. So he's going to go. He dances in the Cincinnati Bengals logo. And it seemed like everybody and their mother was just waiting for him to get it. And he got it. Von Bell rocked him, like, right in the middle of the field. I think he had three catches for 15 yards. So, like, averaged 5 yards a reception. And you know that Mike Tomlin was not happy with the result of that game. And I'm not saying it was all Juju Smith-Schuster's fault, but the Bengals look like they had a fire lit under their behinds, and that could have had something to do with it. What do you think about that, Justin?
Yeah, and that fumble was early, too. Like, it made a statement right out the gate that they weren't going to back down. And unfortunately, like, if that offense was – like at all competent, they could have easily scored three touchdowns real early, and that game could have gotten out of control way early. Unfortunately for the Steelers, they were able to stay alive just because it was the Bengals. But the fact that the Bengals were able to come out and win that game, and you know, I'm not a Juju hater by any means, but I do lack a lot of respect for somebody that's going to disrespect their opponents like that openly. So I was kind of
it's almost blind, like it's almost like he. I don't even think he's trying to disrespect the opponent. I think he's just such a self-centered, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's disrespectful to the – but I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying he's so obsessed. Like, I think it's the center of the field. He wants all the attention. Look at me. I'm dancing. I don't necessarily know if I think it's, you know, screw the Bengals. I think it's look at me. You know, look at me. Like, you know?
I can see that too, because he's trying to post these videos on TikTok right. To get his TikTok views up. So, I mean, there's probably a lot to that.
You know, but not for nothing. I did, you know, Chase Claypool had some fight in him. You know, I like that. I like the way Benny Snell ran, man. I feel like, you know, Juju's going to be gone next year. You know, who knows what's going to happen with Ben. And I mean, I can't say for sure Juju's going to be gone, but I do think he will be. You know, Deontay looked good. Snell ran tough. You know, they have, you know, pieces there. I think they, you know, they need to work, you know, they need Devin Bush back, and they, you know, the Steelers are on a terror. They're a good team. And I like Benny Snell. I think Benny Snell and McFarland, you know, are better than just James Conner, you know, but enough about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Justin, why don't you give us the injury breakdown?
Looks like Derek Carr is going to be out this week, and for fantasy purposes in redraft, that means you can let him go. You can move on. There's a roster spot for you to pick up some bench guys that might prevent your opponent from starting somebody else. Pretty much you get down to this point, and it's you're cutting anybody that's not playing this week in redraft. And then in Dynasty, if you're still in it, you're trying to trade away draft picks to get guys that are going to help you win now. But Derek Carr's out. Jamal Williams quad, he's questionable for this week. I only say that because if he is out, then that Aaron Jones value skyrockets even more. So if you have Aaron Jones in a dynasty league, you would want to. This is a good time to get a lot for him from a team that's in the championship. Clyde Edwards-Helaire had a leg injury. He's very likely out this week. Lev Bell probably is at his highest point right now that he's been in a long time. And and even with Lev Bell being the workhorse, I don't see him doing much in that offense because their running game has just been bad most of the season, but you still might be able to get something out of Bell. Cam Akers had an ankle injury. He's likely to play, but he's also very likely to be limited from what I'm reading. So start him with caution if you have no other options. Raheem Mostert is hurt again. So and he is out. I didn't update the notes here, but Raheem Mostert is going to be out. It's another high ankle sprain on the same ankle that he was trying to come back from. So Wilson is a startable RB2, in my opinion, for this week if you own him and you have no other options or no other like stud running backs. And then James Robinson, ankle, it's probably not serious. So just monitor that situation, because if you own James Robinson, then there's a good chance that you are possibly in the championship because you got him at a late value in the draft and he overperformed for you. So so you might be monitoring that situation. Injury updates, I got Gesicki and Parker for the Dolphins. Both may be back this week, and they're playing the Raiders, so they could really help you with your championship run.
We got a question from George Reed. Bigger ego, Juju or Chad Johnson? I'm going to let you answer this, Justin.
Chad Johnson, man. Oh, yeah. That guy was obnoxious, like miserably obnoxious. And Juju, though, up until these last few weeks, he's actually been like a pretty upstanding guy. Like, and I'm not saying he's not an upstanding guy. It's like you said, he's probably just attention, that sort of thing.
He's
Yeah. And I just... I don't know. I mean, I like Juju. Don't get me wrong.
He's not a bad guy. He's just ignorant to, I think, what he's doing.
Right. You know? I just don't know how likable Ocho Cinco ever really was.
You know? Ocho Cinco was good.
Yeah, I liked Ocho Cinco a little bit better than I did Chad Johnson, just because Ocho Cinco had dialed it down a notch after he took on the name.
Chad Johnson was a dog. Chad, like some of those wide receivers in that era, man, like him, Steve Smith Sr., like those dudes, T.O., like those dudes were dogs. Like,
yep.
You know, I'm not taking any away from the guys right now, but those guys were dogs. Rich is in the chat right now. Rich has entered. He wasn't sure if we were getting on. Well, Rich, we're here, man. We've answered your Christmas prayers, and we're here to help you this week. Rich, I need What's that?
You've already mentioned Derek Carr, too.
Yeah, we did. We mentioned, you know what? And I'm going to mention Marcus Mariota. Marcus looked good. John Gruden loves Mariota. I think it's time to, if you're Raiders fans, get the Mariota jersey, usher in a new generation. Okay. It's going to be two Ducks at quarterback up in the AFC West. You're going to have Mariota and Raiders black and silver. You're going to have Herbert in that powder blue, white, and yellow, and they're going to be duking it out for the next 5 to 10 years, man. So, Rich, get that Mariota jersey.
Just save your money and get the Titans Mariota jersey for $30 or for 30 cents off of eBay.
And spray paint it.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you think about this? You talked about James Robinson with the injury. He did look good, Rich. Mariota looked good. I like it. Anyway, so James Robinson – he has an ankle. What do you think about this, Justin? Trevor Lawrence, James Robinson, DJ Chark, Laviska Shenault, and Keelan Cole. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, I mean, I like it, but at the end of that, I got a picture. When I picture them all standing there together in a lineup, they're still wearing Jaguars uniforms. So it's like... I feel like that organization is going to find a way to screw them up, just like they typically always do. So I don't know. Like, it sounds really good.
They were good early on, man, with Brunell, Fred Taylor, Jimmy Smith, Keenan McCardell. Maybe they could bring back those glory days of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Maybe. They've got different ownership now, too. But I think I like it a lot better than him going to the Jets, than Trevor going to the Jets.
Yeah, my dad's a Jets fan. So I live in New York, so I'm hurting for him a little bit because I want to see him. I feel like, you know, I'm a Cowboys fan. He's a Jets fan, and it's like we're both miserable all the time. Like, Cowboys make me miserable, and he's the Jets make him miserable. And, like, he saw a Super Bowl in 1969. I saw one in 1995. And since then, you know, when I was young and he was young, our teams have been dog shit. Excuse my language.
Well, one thing that he's got going for him since he's a Jets fan is they screw it up too. So, and the Jaguars also screw things up. So maybe the Jaguars win this weekend,
right,
to give it back to the Jets.
Well, now it's the Zach Wilson, the quarterback from BYU. Train for him is rolling pretty hard. I know Justin Fields is the he's been the consensus QB2, but Wilson, he's starting to climb a little bit. So there's whispers, or not really whispers, coming from the Jets organization, just whispers from people thinking that maybe he could be the selection at two. Or, you know, the Jets, you know, keep Darnold, move back, you know, restock. You got a good offensive tackle. You got Denzel Mims. You know, you got that kid from drawing a blank right now. The defensive tackle they drafted from Alabama, Quinnen Williams. Like, they got pieces, man. Like, just you need a few more strong pieces. But whatever, this isn't Jets hour. This is time to prepare to dominate Week 16 and win those fantasy football championships. We're going to go over our games of the week real quick, some betting lines, and we will get into our dudes and duds, streamers, DFS plays, and whatnot. My game of the week this week, I got the Titans at Packers. It's Sunday Night Football. I think we're going to learn a lot about both teams in this one. The Packers can't stop the run, and the Titans secondary has not been great. Can either side tighten up and play playoff caliber football? What do you think about that matchup, Justin?
I like it. I like it a lot. That was going to be my game of the week, but you already had taken it. So
I'm sure it was going to be someone else's. I thought it was going to be Nate's as well, so I figured I better put it on there first before he takes it.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a powerhouse game. I really do. And also for fantasy purposes, like, both of these defenses are decent, but they're also kind of soft at times, and they let up a lot of points. And then, so it's Sunday Night Football on championship weekend. It's going to be a good one. That's
with two guys trying to win the MVP. I know it's really Rodgers and Mahomes, but Derrick Henry, I'm sure there's a decent amount of people in Tennessee, including himself, who think he should be the MVP. So we're going to have two possible MVP candidates duking it out. You know, they're going to say their piece. And if you have either of them, you know, it's a great week for you to be in the championship.
And in redraft, the value of the players in this game from the draft, if you think about it, you got Derrick Henry, you got Corey Davis.
Corey Davis is killing it. He's Tannehill. He's a rock.
Yeah, Ryan Tannehill, John U was taken late. I know he's underperformed, but he was still taken late. And then the Packers, you've got Tanyan, you've got Lazard. Even Aaron Rodgers was drafted later because of his age. So, like, a lot of these players were drafted later in the draft. So I would imagine a lot of these players are in this championship weekend this weekend. And it's coming down to Sunday night, so I love this game. I'm pumped about this game. As a matter of fact, I've been teasing the idea with you guys about doing a show where I'm watching football and I have the YouTube channel watching me watch football. I just might have to start this for this Sunday because I'm gonna get fucking pumped. I'm not even joking. Like, you know that the Packers are my second team. That's my NFC team also. So I'm excited about that.
The Titans are like the Ravens are usually my AFC team, but the Titans, I've adopted them. I put some money on them to win the Super Bowl this year, and I'm rolling with it, man. So it's going to be our opposites. My AFC team versus your NFC team, man. I can really dig that. You know what I'm thinking for your show, though, where you're watching football, like, it's people watching you watch football. It should be like kind of like a Mr. Rogers Neighborhood / Pee-wee's Playhouse type deal, like where you get the doorbell rings and you bring in a guest, and it could be like the milkman, or like, and they come in and watch the game with you for a few minutes and then they leave, and then like the neighbor comes over with some cookies and you talk to her for a little bit and then she leaves, and like I think that'd be interesting.
I got rid of the milkman when I had my second kid.
You know, people drive it. Now it's not just you. It's you and some random people watching the game together. I think people would enjoy that. All right. What is your game of the week, Justin?
So I had the Rams and the Seahawks, since you took my main game of the week. And again, it's all about the excitement of the NFL coming down to the end of the season. We're about to head into the NFL's actual playoffs. And so I'm excited about this one. If the Seahawks have struggled to beat Washington and the Eagles. And 6 weeks ago, the Rams beat the Seahawks by a touchdown. The Seahawks are a game behind the Rams right now and haven't been playing really well of late. And the Rams, aside from this loss this past week to the Jets somehow, have actually been playing pretty well. The divisional lead all falls on this game with only 1 week to go after this week in the NFL. So so the winner of this game most likely is going to be the winner of this division. So I'm excited about it. It's Sunday at 4:25.
And both teams haven't looked great, you know. So like you said, so I think it's somebody has to show up. And sometimes all it takes is a familiar opponent to help escalate the level of play. Like, look at the Bengals. You know, they've been playing terrible. They play the Steelers, and all of a sudden they look like world beaters. So I think both teams could come out and have good games. So I think this is going to be a good one. And then Nate had the Colts at Steelers. Nate said the Steelers are reeling, and now they're fighting for the division. They looked awful against the Bengals, and this week they're actually playing a team with first-string starters on both sides of the ball. What Steelers team shows up? That's going to be a good one. Justin, what do you think about Colts Steelers?
Well, I think that Steelers defense is nothing like it was even just a few weeks ago. I think the loss of
that Indy defense.
What's that?
It's not like that Colts defense.
That's right. Yeah, the Colts defense is still playing well. The Colts offense is still running well with the game managing Rivers back there. He's doing really well in that offense now. And like I said, that Steelers defense with all these injuries the last 3 weeks, dude, they just look bad. Like, if the Colts get the same kind of opportunities that the Bengals got to start that game off, it's going to be an embarrassment early. So,
They're watching that film. The Colts are studying that film. Darius Leonard, they're studying that film. They're seeing, you know, how the Bengals took advantage of the Steelers, and they took advantage of them with physicality, and they're going to bring it. You know, they are going to bring it, and the Steelers are going to have to match it. And the one thing the Steelers can do is the Steelers can shut you up real quick with big plays. You know, you a few big plays, and all of a sudden it starts going in the other direction. People start questioning things, start questioning each other. So the Steelers need to hit early, and unless the Colts are just going to pound them, you know, physically pound them.
Let's just hope that T.Y. doesn't go out there and try to do a TikTok video on the Steelers logo.
No, he's going to wear the clown mask, man. That's all he does. Right? But that was pretty cool. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Why do you do that again?
It just something silly. Like, so
I thought somebody said something.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure somebody called him a clown or something, but he got a lot of his, he's relatively quiet compared to most wide receivers. Like, he's pretty, to himself for the most part. He doesn't get too amped up or too excited. And I think he gets that from Reggie Wayne, who got that from Marvin Harrison. You know, it's just kind of that's the Colts wide receiver mentality. But Reggie Wayne always did something crazy and wild to enter into training camp every year. Like, he showed up in a tank one year, and he showed up like in a helicopter or something one year. Like, he always made a big introduction into training camp, and that was kind of the, hey, let's go, it's time to play sort of thing. And if I remember right, that T.Y. did it either during training camp or shortly after, like maybe the season had just started. But yeah, I think somebody called him a name, or somebody called him a clown or something. We could probably look it up, but
yeah,
it was pretty funny.
It was. All right, Justin, before we get into this betting segment, why don't we drop that Thrive endorsement here?
You got it. And now we'd like to give you an opportunity to help us out, give you a chance to do this commercial read for us, and most importantly, put a little extra jingle in your pockets. All you have to do is download the Thrive Fantasy app and deposit anywhere from $20 to $50 into your new Thrive account. But make sure you enter that promo code T2T. That obviously stands for Toilets to Titles, T2T. Then Thrive will double your money for you to place bets with. You then place prop bets on players and get points based on how they perform on the field. You compare your points to everyone else within your group for that week, and win money based on how you finish. Then get back with us and let us know how well you did, and we just might pick you to do this read for us.
All right. Now that's going to get us into some betting odds. We got a betting segment with Nate, who's not here, but Nate blessed us with the lines that caught his eye. The lines that caught his eye this week. He likes Green Bay -3 versus Tennessee. So Nate's feeling the Packers, man. That's kind of a kiss of death when you pick your own team. I never like to do that. So, Nate, you know, it's a bold move. I respect it. We'll see how this works out for you, man. Miami -2.5 at Las Vegas. Rich isn't going to like that, but two of us Mariota. This might be an interesting, matchup. Colts minus 1.5 at the Steelers. So I'm sure Justin digs that. And then Chargers minus 3 versus the Broncos. Now, his lock for the week are Bills minus 7 at Patriots. And then he likes the Washington Carolina game under 44.5. So Nate, last week he picked Seattle Washington under 44.5, and he was correct. So I'm trusting him, man. Nate knows what he's doing. And now I'm going to move on to my dudes and duds, my starts and sits for the week. Dudes, I'm starting Jalen Hurts at Dallas. Hurts looked great last week against the much tougher defense than the Cowboys. In a big division game, look for Hurts to have another high-scoring performance. Jared Goff versus Seattle. I went back and forth in my head a bit with this one. The Rams looked terrible versus the Jets, and the Seahawks struggled versus the Washington football team. The Rams are home. The matchup is good. And Goff is a due. I'm starting him. Running back, David Montgomery at Jacksonville. This will be the fourth week in a row Monty is a dude for me. He hasn't disappointed yet. I'm sticking with it.
Gotten me into two of my three championships.
Sticking with it, man. Next guy, Dobbins. I had him as a dude last week as well versus the New York Giants. Dobbins has scored a touchdown in his last four games and has taken over the backfield. I think he had 15 carries. Gus had 9. I'm okay with that, you know, because he's done a little bit more with those carries. It's time to feed him the rock, I believe. It's time to get him going. I think they need to allow the Dobbins train to gain some steam before they head into the playoffs, because they're going to need a Ray Rice-type playoff performance from Dobbins if they're going to go, because they're not going to be able to just – Lamar's not going to carry him right now, all right? He needs a Robin, and I think Dobbins could be that. Wide receiver Cole Beasley at New England. Beasley has topped 20 fantasy points in two of his last three games while seeing 10-plus targets in each of them. Cole's peaking at the right time for fantasy owners. Wide receiver Marvin Jones versus Tampa Bay. The Tampa Bay secondary allowed Calvin Ridley to burn them for 10 receptions, 163 yards, and a touchdown last week. Jones is coming off of a major performance himself, 10 receptions, 112 yards, and a touchdown. He'll continue his hot streak against the Buccaneers. Finally, tight end Noah Font at the LA Chargers. He had 8 receptions on 11 targets last week, both of which led the Denver Broncos. He heads to LA to face the Chargers secondary that has allowed 10 TDs to tight ends this season. So start Font up. He's another guy who's peaking at the right time. Now my duds for this week, Roethlisberger versus the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts defense has been tough as hell, and the Steelers offense has looked flat. I don't trust Ben, and I wouldn't start him if I had another option. Matt Ryan at Kansas City. If you started Matt Ryan last week, he had his first solid performance in what seemed like a lifetime for Matt Ryan owners. I wouldn't let that fool you. Kansas City is a different monster than the Bucs. They will get after Ryan, and I'm predicting that Ryan throws 3 interceptions this week. All right, so that's about negative 6 points in most formats. DeAndre Swift versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That Tampa Bay front 7 is tough, and they'll make it hard on the Swift this week. On top of that, the Lions will need to throw a lot to keep up with Brady and the Bucs, so I'm shutting him down. Mike Davis versus the Washington football team. There's a slim chance Christian McCaffrey plays this week, and if so, this is obvious. Sit Mike Davis. But if McCaffrey doesn't suit up, on the other hand, this should also be obvious. The Washington football team is tough and just held Chris Carson, who's a much better back than Davis, to 15 carries for 63 yards. Panthers offense is less dynamic than the Hawks, and the Washington football team will have an even better week on the defensive side of the football. Wide receiver Amari Cooper versus the Philadelphia Eagles. The last time the boys faced Philly in week 8, Cooper had 1 reception for 5 yards. He's coming off of his worst performance since then. Last week he had 2 receptions for 8 yards. I'm getting the feeling he may have checked out. I'm not trusting him. I'm shutting him down. And finally, Corey Davis at the Green Bay Packers. I think the Titans will have an easy time running the football versus the Packers, and that's just the way they'll want it to be. That'll keep Rodgers off the field. And on the outside, Davis will be shadowed by Pro Bowler Jair Alexander. So I think Davis is going to have little production this week. And then at tight end, Eric Ebron versus the Colts. He's likely out this week with an injury, but if he suits up, I'm not trusting him. He's banged up. That offense is banged up. I think they're going to need to run the ball a little bit, so I'm not trusting Eric Ebron if he plays. So those are my duds this week. And like I said earlier, go to fusionffb.com every week. All of these notes go on there, so you can go check it out, and you could read through this while you're setting your lineups. If you forget what we said and you don't want to listen to the show again, you could check this out Sunday morning, Saturday morning. I know we got a game Friday. Check that all out, and we'll help you out. Now, what's this comment from Rich, Justin?
This is a good comment. Rich says that he is in five championship leagues.
Oh yeah.
Champions, and nothing's going to bring him down. Not even his Raiders. So
that's what I like to hear.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's good news, Rich. Love to hear it, bud.
Rich has been here every single week. He's in five championships. That's great, Rich. I hope you win all five. Bring home the money. All right. Win all five. Get it going. If you have any start sit questions, throw them in there because I'd love to help you this week. All right.
Yeah.
If,
I don't if know I, how.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. I thought you were done. I don't know how comfortable Rich is on the mic or in front of the camera, but I feel like we need to get him on this offseason to talk some Raiders football.
Man, we do. He's been in here. I mean, it's almost like he's a part of the show. He's one of those neighbors from Mr. Rogers' neighborhood who just pops in from time to time. Mr. Rogers. Sorry, Justin.
Did you just watch Mr. Rogers on Hulu or something?
Man, no. It's
just up there. I tried to watch that movie last night, but it's still not available for free yet anywhere. So
I haven't watched it. Longer. I just honestly pictured you like – you know, when people watching you watch the game, I just kind of pictured like Pee-wee's Playhouse, like doors ringing, you got funky things in the house, and they're talking to you, you're watching the game. I think people would tune in and watch that, man.
And the word of the day is, that's a shitty call, ref.
what was the dude's name? Jambi? Did you watch Pee-wee when you were a kid?
I was little, man.
Crystal ball type deal, you know.
Oh, yeah. Crystal ball. I don't remember any other names, but yeah, I remember that's the crystal
ball. That could be my spot, you know, on the show.
Yeah,
that's it. All right, Justin, why don't you save us and go over your streamers?
I don't know about save us. I think the show took a nice turn there for a second. All right, my streamers. So for week 16, well, actually, real quick to update week 15, I did pretty well again. At first, the start of the season, I was calling out all my bad calls, so I'm going to continue to ride my high horse as I'm doing well here at the end of the season. So Jalen Hurts was the top quarterback in many fantasy football formats in week 15. Philip Rivers was a high-end QB2. Jeff Rivers was a low-end RB2, high-end RB3, which isn't too bad for a streaming running back.
Did you just say Jeff Rivers?
Did I say Jeff Rivers?
Yeah.
Okay. Rivers. Jeff Wilson. I don't know which one I was talking about. Either Philip Rivers was a high to mid QB2 or Jeff Wilson was a low end RB2, high end RB3. I don't know which one I messed up, but
it was Jeff Wilson.
Jeff Wilson. Gotcha. Tyler Higbee, 16.7 PPR. He was a top seven tight end. Logan Thomas, 23.1 PPR points with his 13 catches, which was absolutely phenomenal for the few of you that started him this week. I unfortunately did not take my advice on Logan Thomas. I picked up Tyler Higbee in some streaming tight end spots, but wish I would have went with Logan Thomas instead. But either way, you did well if you started either of them. The Bills were the top defense in most formats, and the Cardinals were a top 10. Browns were a top 12, so I did well with defenses last week. My bad call from last week was Gabriel Davis. He only had two catches for 18 yards. That was rough. For week 16, I put in a little note here, a quick caveat that you got to think about, you got to consider when you're trying to stream for week 16. In week 16, you're down, most likely down to your championship game. That means you only have two teams to worry about, and that's you and your opponent. Be ready to drop anybody in redraft that isn't playing this week, like Michael Thomas. Also, be willing to drop anybody that has a tough matchup that you don't think you're going to play, but you are willing to let your opponent play, somebody like maybe Big Ben going up against the Colts this week. Also, many tiebreakers in playoff formats or playoff matchups are your bench scoring. So go ahead and pick up any other quarterback, kicker, defenses, special teams, anybody like that that might have a decent matchup that might get points even if you don't plan on starting them, and drop all those backups that you've been hanging on to just in case. Just some things to consider for redraft purposes. I'm more of the redraft guy. John's more of the dynasty guy. We know our roles here. So I felt like it was part of my role to mention all that.
That's important. That's gamesmanship, man. You got to do that stuff.
That's right. All right. So for this week, I'm still leaving Jalen Hurts on here because unbelievably, he is still available in over 50% of redraft leagues with limited people putting in waivers this late in the season. Most of the time, it's just you and your championship opponent, maybe a guy or two. Maybe you guys have weekly payouts and somebody might go pick him up, but there's a limited number of people that are out there picking up waivers right now, so you still might be able to get Jalen Hurts for your championship week, and he's got a nice, juicy matchup this week against the Cowboys. I do feel strongly. I said last week he was going to have an unreal week. Like I felt like he was going to be really good, and like I said, he was the number one quarterback in most formats last week. I feel like he's going to have another top five performance against the Cowboys this week. Mitch Trubisky is available in over 70% of leagues, and he gets the Jaguars, so he gets the extra bye week this week. Mitch has been playing much better since Foles went down, and he's definitely a viable streamer this week. I have the rare third quarterback I'm going to talk about because Baker Mayfield gets an incredible matchup as well against the Jets, and he is still available in nearly 65% of all redraft leagues. The Browns have been playing very well lately. Even though the Jets have stepped up their game overall as a team, their last 3 weeks, their opposing quarterbacks have still done really well. Carr had 381 yards with three touchdowns and one interception. Russell Wilson had 206 yards with four touchdowns and an INT. And then Goff had 209 yards with two touchdowns and an INT. So I'm still completely confident that Mayfield is going to be a top 10 quarterback. I got Jeff Wilson down here again, or Jeff Rivers, or whatever we want to call him. He's down here again. He's available in 32% of redraft leagues. With this most recent Mostert injury, the 49ers will be forced to move on from Mostert and let Wilson do his thing. And Wilson will be a decent, or Wilson has a decent, not a great matchup, but a decent matchup this week against the Cardinals. And if you're streaming running backs, you can't do any better than a starting running back. So Le'Veon Bell is another one of those starting running backs, and he's going to be the workhorse this week without CEH in the backfield. So Atlanta has a pretty solid defense overall, but without CEH there, like I said, I think Le'Veon Bell's pretty much going to be the every down back. So catching balls out of the backfield could be a thing for him to pick up some points too. So at the very least, all starters should be owned. If for no other reason, like I said before, to limit your opponent's options to bolster your bench in the case of a tie, et cetera, et cetera. Rashard Higgins is my wide receiver streamer of the week. He is averaging over 7.5 targets per game in the last 3 weeks. If I'm confident in streaming Mayfield, I need to be confident in streaming his top streamable targets as well. And that's going to segue me right into Austin Hooper. He's my tight end start of the week. Just cut and paste everything I said about Rashard Higgins. And then for defense and special teams, I've got the Panthers at Washington, especially if Haskins gets the start. But if Haskins isn't starting, let's say for argumentative sakes, Kyle Allen gets the start, now I'm having a blank. Alex Smith comes back. Yeah, if Alex Smith comes back, whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm still going to start the Panthers defense this week against Washington offense.
Can I throw the defense that I like this week?
Absolutely.
I like Arizona versus San Francisco. I do. Beathard might be starting, and I like the way they match up with that quick offense. You know, I think they got a good matchup, man. I would consider starting them as well.
I agree. Yep, definitely. My other streamers to consider, if they're still out there for you, are Tua, Frank Gore, Zach Moss, Alan Lazard, Cole Kmet, the Eagles defense, and then I did have the Cardinals defense down in the more streamers to consider option. So, to hear you say that that's kind of a resounding support for the Cardinals there. But also, I wanted to say about your dudes and duds before we rolled right into Mr. Rogers. I probably agree with your dudes more than I've ever agreed with your dudes at all this season. Like I was looking at that list earlier before the show, and I was going down through the list, and I was like, check, 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 check. So, like, I think that's a hell of a list. I think you're going to do really well this week.
I appreciate that, man. It makes, my heart just grew three sizes because of that. Grinch. That was a Grinch reference. But thank you. All right, a lot of my dudes, man. You're gonna like my DFS plays this week. All right. Again, it's DraftKings.com. That's what I use. Last week I did well. Last week I won $85, so I'm okay with that. I'm doing having a good season altogether with DraftKings, man. I've been probably made over $3,800 this season on that. So 3,000 came in one clip. So, you know, it's skewed a little bit. It's like a running back who ran for like 170-yard run and then a few 5, 7, 10. So I'll take the 5 and 7s, you know, here and there. Because
I think anybody that might listen to this would take the 3,000 even if they lost all the other weeks.
Yeah. All right. So here's who we're playing this week. Hurts at Dallas, 7,000. Kamara at Minnesota for 7,900. I like them too right there. I think that's where I'm putting most of my money, and I'm okay with it because I think Kamara is going to have a monster game. I think he's going to have his best game of the season. Like I said, Hurts is going to kill it. And I think Hurts isn't even like a top five cost for quarterbacks there, so that's good value. I got Dobbins versus the New York Giants at 6,200. Then I got Cooper Kupp at Seattle. I think he's going to have a big week. I did have Goff as my dude. And if I got him as a dude, he's going to be throwing it to somebody. I think Cooper Kupp's going to be heavily involved at Seattle, 6,600. Then I got Marvin Jones at 4,900 versus Tampa Bay. That's a steal right there. And then Lynn Bowden, he's playing the Las Vegas Raiders. So that's interesting. There's a little bit of a revenge game there. There's a lot of to that receiver's core, the tight end. He's clicking with Tua. So even if he only gets like 6 or 7 receptions for 60 or 70 yards, you know, that's 13 points, all right, for 3,900, so I can put Kamara in my lineup, so I can put Cooper Kupp in my lineup. I'll do it, man. And then, you know, maybe he'll get into the end zone. I think he's going to be up for this game. You know, I definitely think he's going to be up for this game. So at 3,900, I'm putting him in there. Noah Font at the LA Chargers for 4,200. I had him as a dude this week. He's rolling. Then I got Cole Beasley versus the New England Patriots as my flex at 5,200. He's ready to roll. He's hot. And then finally, a defense that me and Justin talked about, the Cardinals versus San Francisco at 3,300. So I think that's a very solid lineup. I think you set that right there, and you're going to win yourself some money.
Right on. I like it. I like it a lot.
Who are your Turtleheads, man?
All right, so the Turtleheads is a little bit unconventional this week. It's the championship week. You've got your team. You know what you're doing. Okay, so just like the last few weeks, we're looking ahead in Dynasty. And again, I'm not the Dynasty guy, so I'll let you follow up on this, John, just in case I'm missing something here. But in my mind, in Dynasty right now is the time to get those draft picks. You've got to sell, sell, sell. Unless you're in the championship game, get those draft picks ready for Dynasty. Those picks become way more valuable when it's time for them to be up on the clock and you see those guys that you want on the board. The other people that own those draft picks know that you want that guy on the board, so they're going to ask a lot more for him later. So get those draft picks now and sell off all the guys that you think are not going to be crazy, amazing guys next season and try to build for the future.
You know who I'm selling right now? I'm selling Jalen Hurts. Like, I think his value right now is through the roof. Okay. And I don't know what that Eagles situation is going to be next year. I don't, you know, I like Hurts, but I also don't think teams have had a chance to game plan for him. And we see it every year. We see guys like him every year. When a team gets a full off season, you know, I don't think he's Deshaun Watson. You know, I don't. Look at Lamar. Lamar's came back down to earth. And what I'm saying, I'm not comparing him to Deshaun because I think Deshaun has sustained it. I think Deshaun can do it. I don't think Jalen Hurts is Deshaun Watson, man. I don't. And if you can right now, if you're out and you're in a super flex league and you have, you know, quarterback depth, right, and you can afford to, you can restock with a guy like this. You know, go ahead. The guy's got Michael Thomas, who's on the IR, who isn't helping him. If you get Michael Thomas and a pick, whatever, you know, my Twitter handle is @CoachSheps. If you're somebody in a situation who has Jalen Hurts and you're looking to restock, DM me, send me the roster of somebody who's in the championship, you know, send some feelers out there, see if they're interested. You're not desperate. That doesn't mean sell him for just to sell him. But if you can restock with a guy like that, that's a guy that I'm looking to sell this week. If I'm out and I'm in a super flex league and someone in the championship needs a quarterback.
Yep, I can dig it.
You can dig it, man. All right. Well, that does it for the show. It's week 16. It's the championship, man. We made it. It's all year. Year's over.
So pumped. And so since we got a little time here, I am in three championships. So out of 20 lineup setting leagues, and the majority of my dynasty leagues are rebuilds this season, but because I'm still new to dynasty for the most part, but I'm still pretty proud of the three that I'm in the championship. So I'm pretty excited.
I played in eight this year. Two of them were redraft. I made playoffs in six. In the first week, I was bounced from three of them. So that was devastating. Half the leagues I made it to the playoffs in, I was bounced. And then I made it to the quarters or the semis in three, and I advanced. But one of them, it's you can't really say I advanced because it's the fictional league, and it's a league me and Justin are in, IDP, where the format is the top five teams make it to the playoffs and they play each other all like, so you start the playoffs week 14 with your average total from the season. Okay. And then your week 14 total gets added to it. Your week 15 total gets added to it, and your week 16 total gets added to it. So I'm not going to win. I'm down like 60 to the guy in first place, and he's killing it. And that's AJ of the Aussie guys. He's having a phenomenal season, man. He's just beating the hell out of everybody. Right now I'm really playing for second unless a miracle happens. And, you know, because I had a good week last week. Like I had a really good week last week, and this dude still put up like 20, 30 more points on me. So I'm really in the championship race in two of the three that I played in this weekend. But I'm excited, man. One of them's redraft, and that's not my thing. That's your thing. So I'm happy to be in a redraft championship.
Yeah, I think all of my championships are redraft. But Rich is trying to rub it in and says just three. But I've seen some of your draft boards that you've shared in our chat groups, Rich. And I got to say, it's because I play with actual players. I'm not playing with kindergartners from the local elementary school.
We need a shots fire drop. You know what? I don't think it'd be fair to finish this episode if we didn't talk about the Frankenstein League. Man, we got a Frankenstein. The first ever Frankenstein championship is between our dude, Shane Hallam, at Shane P. Hallam, and Mike Jernigan, my old co-host from the Dynasty Warzone. Who do you think is winning this one, Shane or Jernigan? Who's taking it down?
I haven't looked at it yet. I haven't had a chance to look today, so I don't know.
I'll tell you right now who we got right now. Shane is likely going to start. He is likely going to start. He's got Kyler Murray and Deshaun Watson. He's got Eckler, Jacobs, Kamara. He's got DeAndre Hopkins, DK, Juju Smith-Schuster, Robert Woods, Hunter Henry, George Kittle, but George Kittle's on the IR. So that's Shane's squad. It's a very solid squad. And then Jernigan's squad. Jernigan beat me in the playoffs, man. So that was tough, but he's my guy. So I got to stick with him. He's got Rivers, Wentz, who's not doing anything for him right now. So Rivers and Russell Wilson. He's got Zeke, who's Matt Gaskin, who might come back. He's got Hunt, David Johnson, Aaron Jones. He's got Cole Beasley, Boyd, Crowder, Diggs, Thielen, Andrews, and Kelsey. So Andrews and Kelsey, that's a very solid tight end group right there. But I think Shane's got the edge.
I think Shane might have the edge slightly. Yeah, I gotta agree with that. But I also think that Mike is perfectly okay with being the underdog. I think he seems like the kind of guy that would appreciate coming from the underdog spot.
Man, we got to thank everybody who joined Frankenstein this year. The 14 teams, everybody who was in it. It was a phenomenal year. We've talked about it a few times prior. We're going to do at least two more listener leagues, Frankenstein style. We're going to mess around with the scoring a little bit. And if you're not familiar with it and you want to become familiar with it, we recorded an episode talking about it earlier in the year. You could see it on Apple Podcasts or whatever YouTube you could find that episode. But we are going to do two more listener leagues. So we're going to have three total. And they're all going to be Frankenstein style. We're just going to change the name up a little bit, but it's going to be themed that way. And all off season, we're going to start doing little contests to get people in. You know, I think it was $25 or $35. So there is an entry fee, but we give away some entries for free. You know, we cover that entry fee. So we'll be setting up the giveaways, but this was a lot of fun, and we had a great group for the first season.
Yeah, we did. Unbelievable. It was awesome.
Unbelievable, man. All right. Well, you guys know where you could find us. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Coach Sheps. Justin, to my right, if you're watching on YouTube, is at JustinFF_. Nate, who's with his son Finley right now, rocking out real hard watching Home Alone, is at Nate_Dirt19. The show is at Toilets Two Titles. Again, you know, Podbean, Periscope, all that stuff, Apple Podcasts, you could find us. Hit the like and subscribe button on our YouTube channel. It really helps us. Give us a review if you can. Again, that helps us. And go check out Moonlight Outdoors. Justin, why don't you tell them a little bit more about that as well before we dip?
Yeah, Moonlight Outdoors. So they were actually shooting a podcast while I was here, and I believe that they were probably live, if I would imagine. But they've been going live a lot on their Facebook page. They also have a lot of videos on their YouTube channel. Again, Moonlight Outdoors. Without the G, Moonlighting Outdoors. And there's a lot of outdoor hunting and stuff. They're bringing us on to help expand into more of the sports realm other than hunting. And so we're going to do our best to try to bring what we can to help them out starting really soon, actually, because I told them I would probably start a new show for just them in January. So looking forward to that.
Pitch it, man. Pitch it. I pitched the idea for the new show. You got it. All right. So go bring it to those guys. All right. I'm sure we can incorporate that here over your right shoulder. I'm sure we can incorporate him somehow.
Yes. So I want to go to the guys and tell them that the first episode that I want to bring to their outdoor show or their sports show is a Mr. Rogers Pee Wee Herman themed.
Where you watch sports.
I'm sure that's going to go over well.
Think about it. You watch sports and people just show up and knock on the door. They come and sit down for 5 to 10 minutes. They leave and you keep watching sports.
Have them bring the nachos.
Or it could also, you remember Beavis and Butthead? You remember like the segment of Beavis and Butthead when they would watch music videos?
Yeah.
That's it. Just where you know, you're watching the game. And
it's hard to believe that show was actually entertaining at one point.
Man, you ever play the video game? For like Sega?
No, man,
there was a game. It was like a brawler, like a cross. You would, you know, what's that called when you just sideways scrolling brawler where you just walk along and, you know, hit people and stuff. You ever play Turtles in Time or like the Simpsons arcade game?
Yeah.
You know how like you kind of just walk across the screen and beat things up and progress. It's kind of like that. But there was this one level where you had like Beavis or Butthead was on your shoulders. And they had like a stick with a boxing glove on it, and you would just walk around and punch people in the face. Pretty fun. We're definitely drifting. We're drifting off course here. We're supposed to be ending the episode. We appreciate you for listening all season, week 16. But we will be with you all off season because my favorite time of the year is what comes after the season. I promise you, we are going to have draft content. We're going to be talking about my draft dudes. I prosper in the off season because I don't have to be brought down by all the injuries, how bad my Cowboys are doing, all that stuff. I can just be the off season is where we build hope. The off season is full of hope. Everybody's 0-0 and everybody has a chance at the Super Bowl. So stick with us because we're going to have tons of content.
Yeah. John, you're more active in the off season than the regular season because football games don't get in the way.
Yeah. There you go, man. There you go. Justin, you got something to say to everybody?
Hey, yeah. Just keep loving each other. We're all in this together.
All right, catch everybody later. Good luck this weekend.